This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oof. Oof. He's got he's up there in sacks.
No, Hugh is a great player, but Eagles
but what?
Great.
Wow.
Eagles
wow,
great.
Dude,
I'm
this
hearing
is crazy.
Doc. I'm
Joe.
Hearing Ben Nerick. I'm hearing Reggie.
Joe.
I'm hearing Seth.
Oh, no.
Oh, you are a horrible
human being. I
mean,
really?
Oh, so bad.
You go capital G great. Misleading question.
Oh man.
Misleading question. I was only going between Dawk and Trot. That's all I had in mind. One or the other. Was the safety blitzing or was the linebacker blitzing?
That's why you got it wrong.
Did you think James was going to make it so easy that two of the answers would be the two guests we had on yesterday? One of them was.
Yeah, I thought easier. That was a gimme by giving Recky. I had that question before I even knew Recky was coming on, and I was like, should I even ask it? But
right.
I did.
All right. Well, listen, you can react to this now controversial beat the hammer.
It's
please.
Not controversial by anyone.
I'm digging in this weekend. Digging in. 215-592-9494.
So what do you do when you go back and review it? You just listen to it multiple times?
Sometimes, yeah.
You just
You tell Amy, hey, listen, we got to hold off on our weekend plans. I've got to review Beat the Hammer.
And the problem with the question is what exactly?
So one of the things that I thought could be the problem sounds like wasn't a problem. If the Sixers beat the Celtics on the way to an NBA Finals earlier in the playoffs. So that was problem one as I perceived it. Problem two is because it had potential loopholes, I think James worded it poorly, that created trip up elements and waste time elements.
And it was as straightforward a question
yes.
as possible.
You know, the only reason I word questions the way I do is because you're such a psycho about it. I actually originally was just going to say how many times did they beat the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, and then Dave Uram pointed out.
Well, but that could go to games.
Exactly. That's what Dave Uram pointed out.
And I was trying to figure that out also.
Bro, I have to run my questions.
Am I adding up the freaking games?
I have to run my questions by Dave Uram every Friday just to check for loopholes, okay? So deal with it. That's
okay.
The point. This is a loophole-less question.
All right.
He wants to play you and beat the hammer, by the way.
Who?
Uram.
Oh, I'm not dealing with that nonsense.
I don't know. I think it'd be a good matchup.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
You're afraid.
You are afraid.
All right, I want to get to some audio talk and then right back to the phones.
Obviously, very afraid.
Obviously, everyone can weigh in on beat the hammer and who's right and who's wrong.
Please, right, please weigh in, everybody. Please.
So, Saquon is an Eagle. And Doc is an all-time Eagle. He would be a great with a capital G, by the way. By the way, both of them.
Our coworker Hugh Douglas. Okay, no. Just want to make sure that's clear out there.
Lowercase J.
Wow.
Okay.
If it makes you feel any better, the way I wrote it was lowercase J.
No, you clearly don't
in the
love
question.
Hugh. You're demonstrating that you do not love Hugh. You like him. You think he's good. You know, yeah, he's.
Michael. You're saying Hugh's overrated as an Eagle, is
Let
what
me
you're
ask
saying.
This.
That's
wow.
what you're saying.
Is Deuce, is Deuce an Eagles all time great?
Hold on. Who said all time great? We said Eagles great.
Is Deuce a great?
Yeah. I think Deuce Eagles, would be considered an Eagles great.
Great, Deuce. Yeah. I love Deuce.
Yeah.
I
know, well, and Deuce. Hugh was a much better player than Deuce. Like, Hugh was a Pro Bowl player,
listen,
man.
He was fantastic. I
think Deuce can easily qualify as an Eagles great. Some of that
I go B. West.
Is,
I go B. West there. I go B. West.
I
what, dude, you can have more than one Eagles great at a position.
No, you can, but I... All right, 215-592.
I can't wait to hear the midday show react to this.
All right, I want to play some audio of Brian Dawkins from yesterday. Obviously, Saquon's remarkable, and it was amazing watching him play this past year. Let's listen to Brian Dawkins with us talk about the Saquon thing.
All of that, what you said in describing me, you left out fan, right?
Yeah.
I'm a tremendous fan of the game as well. So for me to be able to sit back and watch, and I was also a part of the Eagles executive staff at that time, and so I remember, you know, one of the individuals that I scouted back in the day was Saquon
when he was coming out of college.
Coming out of college,
yeah, right? Okay, I'm with you.
And so, you know, he was the top running back as far as my grade is concerned at that time. And so, when you look at what he was doing already in college and what was expected of him when he got to the NFL, and it didn't pan out. And I believe it's because he was just so much demanding, his demands on him in with the Giants. Everything was going through him. It was kind of reminded me, not comparing him to Barry Sanders, but his plight reminded me of Barry Sanders back in the day.
You know, John, I'm struck by the fact Saquon still might not get to the Hall of Fame. He's got a long way to go. And what a shame it'll be if he misses it because he was so buried in New York. I mean, because it was always
it
in
was
there.
As bad
it was always
as it
in there.
Be. They didn't have a chance to be that team that runs the football because they were always behind.
Guys,
in
he had
such dismal situations.
He had
and
three.
Their offensive line was the culprit. Well, the offensive line was the root of the problem. They couldn't protect the quarterback. They couldn't block. They couldn't open holes for any
I'll
running
say
back.
This. It was
horrendous.
It was the unholy three for a running back. Matter of fact, I'll give you four. Unholy four. No quarterback, no offensive line, no wide receivers, dumb coaches. I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to do with that. And John, I've told you this before. I heard Gil Brandt, of course, around the Cowboys, you know, front office for many years as, you know, player personnel kind of guy. He said when Saquon came out, now he has since died, Gil Brandt, he said 6-7 years ago, he said Saquon Barkley was the best running back prospect he had ever seen.
Wow.
And Gil Brandt saw about 80% of the NFL. Gil Brandt was like 90 years old when he died or something.
Gil Brandt, no, he remembered every
he said he was the best
ever watched.
The best running back prospect of all
time.
What
a massive stamp of approval. That's the kind of thing that, that's unbelievable.
And that's what it looked like this past year, but
well,
not the prior six.
Special.
You know?
I know.
All right, to the phones we go. 215-592-9494. Someone help me out.
For two more years, you know?
I know.
That's the beauty of it.
All right, I need Pete the Hammer's support. I don't think I'm going to get it, but I need it. Patrick in Tabernacle. Patrick.
Joe, absolutely no support to you on your loss. No way, dude.
Good job, Patrick.
Listen, it's the Eagles schedule, Joe. You know, before the release of this, you know, you know that the schedule is not going to be friendly at all. But I just think this whole thing is taken to a different level. But you know what? When you're the best, this is in the NFL. It's certainly what you got to deal with. But just the flip flop, you know, home away is unfriendly. It's just
You can't say that's unfair. I mean, it's a little odd to not have two in a row at home. But
I don't think I said unfair. It's just unfriendly. It's just not a friendly schedule. We all know it, and I think we all knew it going into it. So you know, listen, we got two trophies, and we got to deal with it. And it just makes you wonder how these other teams, you know, Chiefs and the Patriots. Like it just for me. It's almost, as a fan, it's very humbling to be like, okay, we just did this again. Now look what we got to do. So, you know, listen, we got the tools in the belt. We just got to use the tools. You know what I mean?
No, I largely agree, but I don't know that they have the tools on defense. To this matter of fact, I feel confident they don't have the same tools on defense. So,
my confidence, and I agree with that, but I think we're going to amp the offense going to be amped up a little bit more.
It's going to all come down. It's going to all come down to Jalen. It's all that
always does.
And it's going to come down.
And listen, real quick, the Flyers. I got to say this, boy. You know, I I listened to Broads yesterday on the afternoon show.
That was epic, and, by the way.
And you know what? To me, you know, I'm that guy. It's like he's talking about his dad, you know. And I think I'm that guy that fits into that mold of, yeah, I'm his dad and I'm excited. But I just, listen, the reality is we're in the middle of a desert right now is how I feel. And it's just like you don't want to turn back and you don't want to go forward. And, you know, Tockett or anybody else for that matter, I just don't know what they can do. I mean, can you attract players? Because, you have to get a player or two here before things really change.
Patrick, here's what I'll say.
We don't want a goalie.
There's two ways they can get players, and they need to utilize both. One, when you have cap space, sign great players. Two, creative trades. Okay, I mean, and not just creative trade, creative signings. Take the Zach Wheeler thing. I'll refer to it as a creative signing. Now, they gave him $100 million. That's not chump change. But the Phillies saw value in him that the rest of baseball, including the Mets, did not see at that time. The Flyers front office needs, so one, you got to just sign the great players when they're available and everyone knows they're great, and you outspend someone because you got cap space, which, by the way, they haven't had for a while because they signed the wrong guys to the wrong deals. But they let me put it this way, and Patrick, you remember this as a Philly sports fan. There was a day where the Phillies traded Chris James for John Kruk. Like, they traded Chris James for John Kruk. You know what that made the Phillies? Better. You have to make, like, the Phillies traded Juan Samuel for Lenny Dykstra. That made them better. That's part of what created the 93 Phillies. They have to make good, creative trades to improve. And, of course, they have to get a goalie. Patrick, give me an answer. Who or what is cheesy? But
last thing here is, in the past, Mr. Snyder had no problem spending money. But, boy, did
Hold
they
on,
miss.
Patrick. Salary cap. Salary cap. Yeah. Whole different world.
No, but listen, they spent money on big-name free agents that didn't pan out, Joe. Pronger, Forsberg, you just go on. They signed
Well,
guys.
Not Pronger. Pronger. You can't say Pronger.
Pronger worked out. LeCavier is one who didn't work out. You go like that way.
And the guy from Tampa who was great down there.
Yeah, LeCavier. Vincent LeCavier.
Yeah, exactly. That was, he was 6 years
too late. Hey, it didn't work out with Pronger.
Dude, they got to a game six of the finals.
Pronger was great here.
And he had a career-ending injury. He was one of the five best players in the world.
He was hurt the whole time.
He was the best player in the finals. Best player. Problem is the other team had six great players.
That is a problem.
Patrick, give me an answer. Who or what is cheesy?
The movie Airplane from start to finish.
Interesting answer.
But it's a premise.
I don't know if it is.
I don't think it's cheesy.
I think
don't
it's still pretty funny for the most part.
I don't take
to
it.
Be cheesy. Yeah, I think cheesy it. Has a negative association.
Yeah, I think all cheesy right, so, is thinking an Eagles Hall of Famer isn't an Eagles great. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's just dumb.
Miss Lee is me. Hugh, I love you.
He's in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
I'm driving to work right now. I'm going to get body slammed by Hugh when we're back in the station on Monday. I mean, we're at Borgata right now, so I got a 3-day reprieve, but. Holy hell, Monday
I'm going to remind him.
Hey, Cole Hamels, what he said about Bryce Harper this week. We'll get to that. More from Brian Dawk. It's a lot of stuff going on here. Your reaction on Beat the Hammer and the Eagles schedule. And we're going to get back into the Phillies a little bit more. We've drifted on them this week. That's up ahead from Borgata on 94 WIP.
May is officially here, so the rising temperature is going to be in the 80s today. Beat the heat. Keep the AC in your home with Window Nation's energy-efficient vinyl windows.
During their semi-annual sale, buy four windows, get four free, and a free entry door when you purchase a house full of windows. Plus, no money down, no interest, and no monthly payments until 2027. That's a whole lot of savings and a super smart investment, especially when prices are rising. So how exactly do they keep prices affordable?
Well, John, Window Nation works directly with the top window manufacturers in the country, so that means all of their windows are assembled right here in the USA. Plus, their windows come with a lifetime warranty, so you'll keep saving long into the future.
We love our Window Nation windows at my house. I have a new one in each of my three kids' rooms, and the house feels different. It feels better. It feels temperature controlled for the first time in the 7 years we've lived there. We just love it. And Window Nation, their semi-annual sale, you've got to hurry because it ends May 31st. Do not miss your chance to buy four windows, get for free and receive a free entry door when you purchase a house full of windows, plus pay nothing until 2027. Schedule your estimate right now. Do what I did. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh man. Well, we'll see.
You made the update, Joe.
I tell you what. Andrew Painter got bumped from the update.
Yes, for you.
For Beat the Hammer. Alright, hope everyone's having a good start to your Friday morning. Final unofficial spring weekend of the year. Think about that. Because next weekend, guys, we're going Memorial. Wait. Yeah, next weekend, right? Yeah, Memorial Day. And it's an early Memorial Day. That's why it threw me off for a second. I think it's one of the earliest Memorial Days you can have, maybe the earliest. So I hope you're having a great start to your
What a weird year this is.
It has been
weird.
It
feels like every, the Christmas break, every break, it's just off a little bit.
I totally agree with that. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, are you enjoying the NBA playoffs this year? Now, we're going to continue to do a ton on the Eagles because we've got a lot to get to, including more on the schedule and more on Doc from what he said it was yesterday. But I do want to play some audio. Doc, Eagles, great. Cole Hamels, Phillies, great. Just if you catch my drift.
But not Hugh Douglas.
Well, I mean,
what was that?
Is he going to kill me on Monday?
I hope so.
He might actually.
I was just going to say, like, are you scared to be in the same area as him
bit.
Now?
A little scared.
Yeah.
And I love you. But, I mean, when he climbed up the back of Sean King. When he took Jim Miller and said, hey, Jim Miller's shoulder, meet the ground. It's great.
You can't do that. Nope. The disrespect has been given out already, Joe.
It was real, and it was very, I mean, pretty massive. It was pretty massive.
All right, so Cole Hamels, obviously a Phillies great. Cole was on this week with Joe and Hugh, ironically enough, talking about Bryce Harper. I found this perspective interesting. Cole had already talked about how he thinks Bryce is some, you know, put so much pressure on himself to succeed. And I thought this was some really interesting perspective.
I think just for him, it's just a step back and to relax and know that he is one of the greatest baseball players of all time. I mean, the guy's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So I know he wants to win, and I know that's one of his big things is to win, and especially to win in Philadelphia. It's very important to him. So it's just simplifying a little bit and not getting out of the zone. You can see the stats. I mean, he's not seeing the fastball. And so for him, it's to look for the off-speed that's in the zone, and anything that's out of the zone, let it go. I mean, walks are just as good. Look at Schwarber. I mean, getting on base is huge. Look how he's continuing to do it. You don't have to always get hit.
You know what would have been interesting, John, with you, because obviously you were a world-class athlete, pro football player. If you had those skills in either baseball or golf, it would have been interesting how it would have meshed with your personality. And the reason I say that, like, I don't think the kind of things that happen in football and in baseball and golf happen in football. Like, you just go out there, no, you got to do your job, hit the guy in front of you, block
it's
him.
So different.
Baseball,
Joe,
is so mental.
It's so different.
Right?
I've thought about this many, many times. The things that I was good at, it was like the collision, the impact.
Right.
I was good at putting my face on your face as hard as I could, and right. then like right. let whatever happens happen.
Which
like,
is kind of slump proof. Like, my point is, it's slump proof.
If I put max effort into every hit I can, like even when I'm hurt and it doesn't feel like I can go, I'm going to give max effort no matter what. And really, that's the recipe that I found that was most successful. And it worked up until, you know, your body stops working.
Sure, of course. Yeah,
but,
exactly.
So it was very simple, a very simple formula for me. I think baseball, there's just so much that goes into it that
it's
the
more
minutia.
Mental.
It is.
That, yeah. Oh, no question. I find it overwhelming for me because I'm tuned to something so completely different. It feels like caveman sitting in a cave without even a fire because we're not that technologically adept yet compared to, you know, Jetsons futuristic for baseball.
How about that analogy? By the way, up ahead here, all sorts of stuff, including an update on me and Jack with the athletic competition, why the NFL chose the Eagles Cowboys. They actually have come out and said why. We'll play that audio shortly. And
their reason why.
Yeah, what they said.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Their reason why. We know why they picked them.
You're saying their stated reason why is what
correct.
You're saying. Okay, all right. We'll get to that. Well, I think it's kind of implied on what the guy said. We'll get to that. And also more from Hamels and Doc and all this stuff. Let's get to Patty right now. Patty, good morning.
Good morning, crew. How are you?
Awesome, Patty.
Fantastic, Patty.
Good. Hammer, you were wrong. You have to accept it. You lost. And you know what's funny, too?
What?
I'm very bad at those trivia questions, and that's the only question I got right today.
So great.
Patty, you know when a person dies and then they put dirt on the grave? That's what you just did to me. You put
good,
the dirt
good.
On top of me.
Love it. Glad I could make your day, Joe.
Well, you gave me a chuckle, and I appreciate that.
No problem. No problem. Just wanted to talk about the Eagles a little bit. First of all, I think Dallas couldn't be a better team that we open with, and they can watch us unveil that banner.
I agree.
Especially with Dak Prescott, with all his trash talk, and Emmitt Smith, go Birds.
I like that.
Thank you. Phillies this week, I think they are going to sweep the Pirates. They just got to stop trying to swing for the fences. Just get a hit, get on base, and we can do it.
They've been pretty good at that this year, Patty.
They
frankly,
small ball. They're a small
ball
team. Other than Schwarber, like no one is hitting home runs at a normal pace. You
Who
know?
Has the second
right.
most? Is it Bryce?
I think it might still be Bryce, yeah.
Probably.
I just hope they can, you know,
I don't think it's Bryce.
Philosophy.
I would guess it might be Cassidy.
It's
one of those
two.
Two would,
I can check.
Two.
Hold on.
Yeah. Anyway, Patty, go ahead.
Or Kepler.
It's Bryce.
You know, it's just as long as they can keep doing that, I think we are definitely going to have a successful season. Back to the Eagles, I apologize. Their schedule is horrible. I looking at it this morning, I don't like the fact that we play home, we play away, we play home, we play away.
Yeah, they have no consecutive home games.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I don't know who said it earlier, but those two Washington games at the end, horrible.
It's so dumb. I think that part is really dumb.
And they're sandwiched around a Bills game. The Bills, the team that I think has a great chance to represent the AFC.
You very know, odd.
It's messed up.
All right, Patty, you got a shot to win this $100 gift card. Who or what is cheesy?
The Green Bay Packers cheese hats.
Had already been said,
Maria
right?
Said it, yeah. Maria
said it. Give me a different answer, Patty.
Sorry, that's the only one I had this morning. I didn't hear that it was already said.
Patty, great call. Appreciate that. All right, so the NFL has said why they picked the Eagles and Cowboys. I think it actually makes a lot of sense. And I think they're pretty forthcoming here with what they how they presented it. There's a guy named Mike North, not the radio personality Mike North, but someone who's an executive with the NFL, part of putting the schedule together and broadcast-related stuff and all this stuff. Mike North went on record yesterday with Ross Tucker and his podcast and talked about why it's Dallas as opposed to other teams. Listen to what he said.
There were a lot of good options. We looked at Denver. We looked at Washington. We looked at Detroit. All would have been great. Rams would have been good. What it came down to, honestly, on Dallas was these last couple of years, it feels like the fans haven't gotten full value, really, out of Cowboys-Eagles. That's one of the top, you know, five games of the year every year when we go into it, thinking about these two Cowboys-Eagles games. And so it's usually kind of one early and one late. Well, these last couple of years, that one late hasn't really panned out the way we'd all hoped, whether it was somebody had quarterback injury or records were a little disappointing, or heck, we had a year where the Eagles had a playoff spot clinched and by the time they got to the Cowboys game. So thinking about getting one of those in early, can't get any earlier than week one. Both teams undefeated, Dak coming back, new coach, and you know the Eagles fans are probably pretty excited about hanging a banner in front of the Cowboys. So it felt like a really good opportunity and a chance to go really big in maybe a window we don't usually go really big, but I think that's a consistent theme throughout the whole schedule.
So, Ray, I'm guessing your thing is you frustrated he didn't say it's about TV ratings. But
yeah,
I think it's implied. He's saying it's such a big game, and we've been shortchanging that game.
Here's where I will agree 100%. Like, I'm looking forward to Eagles-Dallas. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love to start the hate early and often.
Yep.
But the Cowboys do not deserve this stage. This stage should be about the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, winning the Super Bowl. I think it would have been better served with Washington. We got to wait till December 20th. You know, that's a rematch of the NFC Championship.
But with
game.
Dak healthy, like, I don't think they're going 5-12. I think they're going to be much better than that.
I agree.
I don't.
People act like they're a joke. I don't think they're a joke.
Everybody talks about the Eagles schedule. The Cowboys have a six games in a row, and the only team in the NFL where they're facing six teams that I believe won 11 or more games. I mean, they have a brutal part of their schedule.
Well, the Eagles are two of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Devin, you think Dallas is worthy?
I haven't had an issue with them playing Dallas and having to, you know, watch the Eagles unveil their Super Bowl banners in week one. I understand the statement from the NFL and, like, the reasoning behind it, but it also doesn't make sense that the Commanders game is so late in the season.
Well,
so
I'm okay
with the Cowboys being week one. I'm not okay with the Commanders being all the way at the end and the Eagles having to face them twice in 3 weeks.
I agree with that entirely. Part of who will be out there versus the Cowboys will be, of course, Lane Johnson. Now, he'll be out there for the first time in his career without Brandon Graham as an Eagle. And obviously, you know, the core four, as we've, you know, been calling them for a few years, the guys that really stayed around a long time, Fletcher Cox, Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson, there's only one left. Lane was on Chris Long's podcast talking about that reality. Interesting perspective here from Lane.
It's weird seeing all your friends and teammates come back, you know, and just, yeah, really, I think it hit me hard last year when Fletch showed up, and I was like, bro, you should be out here. I forgot what game it was or who we were playing, but I saw him before the game, and I was like, man, I miss Fletch.
Isn't it weird when you see a guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is weird. Just because you've been around this guy and just not even like everyday life. It's been like the most challenging, you know, fighting for your life type of thing. So it's weird seeing him like in a peaceful state of mind. And it seems like all of our friendships were formed with adversity or, you know, us being under pressure. So it's weird seeing guys in like a different phase of life. I'm kind of living through them. You know, I'm seeing some peace and some tranquil eyes.
I mean, it really is different, John, between the combat of a game and not. It's like,
wow,
big difference.
He's saying, wow. It's a great way to put it. He's seeing peace in people's eyes, tranquil eyes in his former teammates, and he's the only one left, you know, fighting like this. Yeah. Like he knows, and he knows someday he'll be one of those guys, but he's not in any rush to make that soon.
Now, I will say this as a jealous human. It does help to go off with, you know, $50, $75 million in your bank account.
I'd be peaceful.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Morgan is with us in Delco. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
I mean, just a tough showing from you today. I mean, come on, man.
I know.
I mean, Mark Recchi was probably your best guess because I would have probably guessed Jaromir Jagr too. And the fact that he's not retired is just crazy, you know.
Well, you're saying he's still playing.
So Matt from Ridley guessed Jagr. He's not in the NHL Hall of Fame yet because he hasn't been retired long enough.
Yeah. I think he still plays, though.
Yeah.
Well, I know he plays in Europe, but hasn't he been out of the NHL for more than 5 years? Of course he has.
He's not in the NHL Hall of Fame. There's apparently complicated stuff with if you're playing overseas and in the NHL or whatever. I don't know. All I know is I double-checked. He's not in the NHL Hall of Fame.
No, it makes sense, but that it's wild that he wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame yet. That is – okay, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you're getting a little senile. Like, you forgot stuff that – my grandfather told me. I mean,
so Morgan, you know what I haven't forgotten?
how to
hang up on somebody?
Don't do that, man.
No, I'm playing around. Go ahead, man.
No, but the Rick Tocchet hire, I mean, is just it kind of feels like you're on a carousel again, and it's kind of the same carousel that we've been on for a while, and we haven't made the correct change at all at head coach since probably Peter Laviolette, who
probably. Well, you know, I'll say this. Alain Vigneault early was good. I mean, getting where they got in 2020, and it wasn't just about the pandemic run in the bubble. They were the 4 seed going into the pandemic in March, which was a big improvement.
I mean, does that even count as a cup, really? I mean, there's an asterisk next to that.
Well, the Flyers didn't get to it, but I get your point.
The Lakers count that championship, don't they?
Well, the Lakers count the freaking
Lakers and Yankee
season.
Fans, you know, they're in suffering.
Yankees count, or the Lakers count their championships in Minnesota as L.A. Lakers championships.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, the Sixers count the freaking Syracuse Nationals.
Well, yeah.
And we don't like it, though, you know?
No, we don't like it. We don't like it. But I get your – listen, Morgan, clearly the last coach that made an impact beyond, let's call it a season, because 2020 was fun, would be Laviolette, because you had 2010 and you had 2012. And 2012 wasn't as far as 2010. It was still fun.
2010 was like a magic year, you know what I mean? And then
and by the way, he took them over when they were in a hole. I mean, they were in a hole from was that John Stevens? I think it was John Stevens that got fired in like December. I mean, they looked like they had no shot for the playoffs, and they had to come roaring back even to make the playoffs, which was an accomplishment. Morgan, give me an answer, my man. Who or what is cheesy?
I'll stick with hockey. The Toronto Maple Leafs and their Yacht Club fan base.
All right, Morgan, you got it.
And their what?
Yacht Club fan base.
How about that? Guys,
by the way, interesting point on the Eagles' schedule that we haven't mentioned yet. A caller couldn't go in the air, but he just mentioned it to me, Greg. The fact that we haven't talked about the fact that Washington and the Eagles could play three times in 4 weeks, theoretically.
Yep.
Like, if they're the first-round playoff matchup, which is certainly possible.
It is quite possible.
You could play the Washington 3 times in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Like, how dumb is that?
Yeah, a 3-6 game. Or three, was that 3-6?
Yeah, 2-7, whatever, 3-6. You know? Yeah, 4. Yeah, not 4-5, but it could be 3-6 or 2-5.
That's weird. All right. Doc, not weird. Doc's amazing. He was in studio with us yesterday for an hour. And amongst the many things we talked about, and most of it was, you know, football. But some of it was life and some of it was impact, because Doc has had such an immense impact on so many people in the Delaware Valley. And I recounted a story to Doc about something that Brandon Graham said last week to us, or at least me on the stage during the BG Live event. Listen to this exchange with Doc. You realize how deep it can get sometimes for some of these really high.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Level guys who are revered and how the public approaches them. Here's Brian Dawkins yesterday.
The weight, the responsibility that comes with people approaching you like that. Brandon told a story last week that there is someone who is alive who has it in their will that when he dies, his family must have him buried in a Brandon Graham jersey.
Yeah.
I know you've had these types of things. What's it like? What's it like to have that impact on people's lives?
Well, first of all, it's extremely humbling to know that I've my life lived have had that type of effect on people, that people have had their family members buried in my jersey. Like, I don't to know that. Again, the life that I've lived, the way that I've lived my life, had someone in those waning moments to say that that is something that they want to make sure that that happens. It's a humbling thing, but it's also something that pushes in me to continue to do what I'm doing and get better at it if I can. Like, if I can be a better me, I want to be a better me. And I just don't want to be a better me for just me. I want to be a better me for my family. But if I can be a better me and that helps people like this that individual, yeah, who just called, what is his name?
Tom,
yeah. Thank you again for the call. To fight just with a passion, with a fervor, whatever comes my way. I don't care how bad it feels and how bad I don't want to do it. I'm going to continue to fight. If I can help people do that and then they, you know, are here for their loved ones a little, you know, longer, then I'm going to continue to do it.
What a guy,
I couldn't
Joe.
Help but think of Joe DeCamera there. And do you now accept
what?
The concept of someone saying that something's humbling?
Oh, we're going
like,
to that.
Are you now
Richie,
going
I thought
to
the
be...
exact same thing when he said
right.
it. The exact same thing.
Now that Doc has said it's humbling when this happens, are you going to accept that's acceptable?
I'm so happy you brought this up, Richie. I didn't want to jump in on Doc yesterday, but yeah. I had the exact same
right.
thought.
I know. I almost wanted to interrupt Doc and be like, hold on, Joe, see?
Do you know the backstory?
Everyone
now?
Says it. It's the right way to say it.
So you, what, you don't believe when people say it's humbling? You don't believe in...
Yes,
I mean,
that's
this
correct.
Isn't the most shocking
yeah, that's
thing I've
basically
ever heard.
The gist of it.
Joe the camera doesn't believe in
please
humility.
Please explain
but...
your hang-up.
All right, Devin, here's my... thing through the years. Person wins an award, gets up on stage and says it's humbling to stand here and, you know, hold this trophy, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, Academy Award, Super Bowl, whatever. My thing is, first off, you can't claim humbleness. By definition, isn't it ironic? That's not humble. That's number one. Number two, you're not humble in the moment. You're actually exalted. You're lifted up. The public, hmm. the
The
I think you're missing the point of humbleness, saying that you can't claim humbleness. Like,
no,
that's
you can't.
Being self-aware is the first step of.
No, I'm not ripping Doc. I'm ripping the people. That,
oh, you clearly are ripping Doc. I just wanna,
don't do that to me, Ray. I'm not ripping Doc.
I want that on the record.
All right, Devin, do I have a theory here that you can't claim humble? By definition, it's not.
I mean, no, I don't know that. It's nonsensical. Like, I understand.
I think it is. Go score on, one
Devin.
For the hammer.
I think you nailed it.
Score it's one for the hammer. I needed a victory. I just got a victory.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I needed a victory today.
No, you didn't.
No, she was just trying to be nice, and I'm trying to tell her to just go at you and go, no, what you're saying is ridiculous.
Devin, I can claim that I'm kind.
I mean, it doesn't
but
even
if
make
I claim
sense.
That I'm, if I claim that I'm humble, am I?
Well, you aren't.
Well, not me, but, you know, average Joe. I'm above average Joe.
Yeah, you can claim you're anything.
Yeah, but if you claim that you're humble, then you're not.
No, you're saying that you're not worthy of being exalted, is what you're saying.
But
I am humbled by this because I don't believe that you exalting me, I'm worth this. Like,
well,
that's what
just stand there and say I'm not worth
this.
Then someone should stand there and say I'm not worthy of
this. That's what humble means. What are you talking
really.
About?
Joe's brain doesn't go there. Like, if Joe won an Oscar, he would not be like, I'm humbled. He'd be like, wow, I'm so much
Who's
better than
man?
All of you.
Me! All right,
I completely deserve this award.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, it was a nice moment from Brian Thal. I thought it was the moment of the show yesterday.
That is a very nice.
I
moment.
Really did. All right, now let's transition from that to more ridiculous. I have an update for you on the me and Jack athletic thing.
Oh, we have a date.
We have a couple of updates. First off, we have a name. Okay, for this thing, Joe versus Jack.
Clever.
Gosh, how long did it take you guys to come up with that one?
All right, our esteemed program director, Rod Lakin, has claimed it as Joe versus Jack.
I'm surprised. Rod usually likes some alliteration or some kind of cool thing.
That is alliteration.
He's big, I know, but not really. Joe versus Jack is like lame alliteration.
Yeah.
John, thumbs up or thumbs down on Joe versus Jack?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I like the simplicity, but we could have gotten
kind of boring.
We could have pepped it up a little.
All right. We also have, we don't have a date yet, but we're looking toward June for Goff. Here's what we have. We have the sequence, as we at least think it'll be. We have to figure out some facilities and stuff. But what we think the sequence will be of the five events, they are expected to be in this order. Goff, baseball, tennis, running, basketball.
Running.
Oh my God.
Now golf will be nine holes.
Running?
Baseball, we determine. I'm going to go one by one. Golf is going to be nine holes match play. Baseball is going to be, as we determined last week, the 10 at-bats. He's the pitcher on the hitter. Tennis is going to be one set. Running, we're not sure. Probably 100-meter, 100-yard dash, maybe longer.
You are so blowing out.
We're not sure.
Like hold on. That. One set.
I don't know if I like that.
For him or me?
Well, 100 meters. Like, you can... A, higher risk to injury yourself.
I'm well aware.
Choice.
I'm scared about that.
Like, that's not a good sample size. I feel like a mile or like 400
meters
is
nonsense.
Better.
No,
I think it's hilarious, the idea of you sprinting.
Yeah,
I mean, both of you.
Better chance I get injured.
Yeah, sprinting is definitely going to be a higher injury chance.
Look, I need time to get – I told them both very
clearly.
You
got to get limber.
I'm not doing this until I'm ready. But look, and then great. Basketball 101.
Joe, you're never going to be ready.
Yeah.
Well, and 100 meters doesn't require training.
Hold on. So, Jack, I did a pod with Jack yesterday, and we had a little conversation about you guys going through this.
Yep.
And Jack told me a little anecdote where you asked him, what do you shoot in golf? And Jack's like, I usually shoot in the 80s. If I'm having a really bad day, I'll be in the low 90s.
Right.
And Joe's like, no big deal. Just got to make up 15 strokes.
No, that's not what I said, but it was something similar.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm around 105. He's around 85. I said, I need you to be 10 worse. I need to be 10 better.
No big deal. Sure.
Well, it's best possible.
No.
85 can go to 95. 105 can go to 95.
Oh, how many times have you shot 95? How many?
Maybe twice. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Corey.
Do you think it works the same way for, like, running, too? Like, do you think you just might accidentally, like, run an 11-second 100 meter?
Look.
Like, just maybe?
Running concerns me. Here's the deal, guys. I'm not predicting. Oh, he, by the way, yesterday predicted he's going to win 5-0, which is ridiculous.
Wow.
I'm not predicting I'm going to do that. All I'm predicting is that I will win more than him, meaning three or more.
Wait. Wow, sorry. So did I miss bat? When is the basketball?
Last.
Okay.
So, and basketball, if we're 2-2, which we may be, most people think we won't be, but we think basketball would be the best visual
for like a remote broadcast where it happens in front of, you know, hundreds or thousands of people that come out to see the.
That and the running, I think, will be the best visuals.
Yeah.
No, but the running,
sounds amazing.
I don't know.
Running sounds hilarious, is what it sounds.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get hurt.
Running is the least likely for me to win.
It's so exciting. Well,
I think golf is the least likely for you to win. Yeah, golf is. I think,
I think baseball is the least likely.
I think it's outrageous. He said he's going to beat me 5-0.
I think it's outrageous that you think you have a chance to actually win the competition. I think that part is so
I think it's more likely
outrageous.
Jack beats you 5-0 than you win.
Fine. Well, we can do that poll next week, too.
I agree with that.
Look, I heard Apollo Creed say Creed in three and Rock won
it's
in the 15th
fiction,
round.
Joe. Wait, but I have a question. So since we're doing this like event by event, what if Jack is up like 4-0?
Great point.
We determine,
are you going to bow out?
No, we determine we continue
on. You have to finish. Okay.
I will give him the opportunity for the sweep.
Okay.
Now, I might, if I'm up, I might say, the hell with this. I'm not pulling a hammy.
Well,
but,
luckily, we won't have to worry about that.
But, yes, if he's up 4-0, we will march on to the finish line. Let's go to Corey in Pottstown. Corey, what's up, bud?
Good morning, everybody. First of all, Jimmy, real quick, can you do me a favor? And it doesn't happen that often, but every time the Hammer loses, can we come back after the break with Loser by Beck?
That's a good call. I like that. I usually do the celebration, but that's a good call. I like that a lot. Good call. Done.
So
I mean, he doesn't lose a lot. That was the icing on the cake. Hammer.
What?
I told you a while ago the voice that you have in this city and how people follow you. And 2 days later, Saquon got that contract. When I told you, why would you say that? I got another one for you, Hammer.
What?
Don't put in the minds of people to use their left leg outside their window while
driving. Yeah. I said don't do it because I don't want you to sue me. But I'm telling you, it's pretty effective.
I see way too many passengers do it, so I don't need to see drivers.
Effective in what?
But, Corey, you have seen people do it, right?
Passengers. Yes,
passengers, sure. I've seen passengers do it. I've never seen someone do it while they're driving.
The left foot out the window in the summer, windows down. It's a beautiful thing.
Get a little foot
massage by that air.
Hey,
ew.
You're so disgusting when you talk about getting massaged. It grosses me out.
Just the thought of like the wind massaging me. Like, who's ever thought that before?
You know what? We need to get. How do we prevent him from ever doing this again?
Lock my
force window. Him to drive. Force him. Ah, yes. Stick. Force him into a stick shift.
Well,
that's the only option.
Yeah, he's got to use both feet.
I ain't doing that, man.
That's the thing. He'll never, ever drive a stick because it's some work.
Corey, what do you got on the birds?
The one thing about the schedule, while I agree what you guys are saying about those last three games, the only thing I can say about those last three games, I think the Eagles' offense is built better to run the ball, and if those are three bad weather games, that could be to their advantage.
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, that's an inconceivable.
The beauty of being able to run it. That's, you know, the end of the year, being an outside team, all of it adds up that time of year. But, you know, the teams that we're talking about playing, the Commanders, we're expecting that they'll be able to run it and have a nice balance. And we know that the Bills, they pride themselves on being able to hand it off and having a quarterback who,
John, I think, can put his head down and run people over.
I think the Eagles are the better running team.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, they're one of the great running teams of all time last year. Corey, give me an answer. Who or what is cheesy?
Only because it's one of my favorite shows and yours, too. The character Carlton Banks from the first.
That's
great
a good answer.
Answer, dude.
Now, that could win.
It could.
Yeah, they nailed it with the cheese because it wasn't like the classic Screech or Urkel.
No,
that's
totally
like
Joe.
Dorky.
Very different.
Like, well, not dorky, but like it was different.
He was pretty cheesy even before he was Carlton. Remember, he was the Michael Jackson impersonator.
Oh yes, yeah, you're right. Good call,
good dancer there.
That he was cheesy.
Oh, and he's on
with layers.
And he's now
cheesiness.
On this the video show.
Yeah, he's the new Bob Saget, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw this the
as
other day.
As cheesy as it gets.
How is
but
that
I
still
love
on?
It.
How is America's
because
funny?
Because it's hilarious.
Because it's hilarious. Yeah,
dude,
there is
so
nothing funnier
wrong.
Than watching people fall. Like there's nothing funnier on the planet.
Exactly.
I can't believe it's still on. That was big deal in 95. That thing shouldn't be.
I'll still watch it. Wow. If that's on, oh, man, with the family, putting that on, everyone laughs, yeah. Everyone loves it. That's
all right.
Why it's on.
Doc on Cooper DeJean. Let's listen to this. This was interesting. So, Doc, you know, you might not know the year. It was 1996 was his rookie year. And I said earlier this week, I thought Doc kind of became beloved guy around 01. Because, you know, remember, his early teams, they stunk. I mean, 96, they were good, but 97 and 98 and 99, they were horrendous. Defense was pretty good, but overall team was horrendous. And took some time. Doc had an interesting him versus Cooper DeJean comparison yesterday. And really big praise for the Eagles' former rookie, now headed into a second year.
This was unbelievable.
Yeah, listen to this.
Last year he was used like I was in my first couple of years. Obviously, I didn't do it as well as he did. As far as I was basically the fourth corner on the field a lot of times, the way Emmitt used me. So I was actually a cornerback in that regard. But he's able to do things. I was not as confident in who I was as he is. And you can see it.
Holy cow.
You can see the confidence.
Think about that.
Yes, as a rookie.
Let me tell you something. He's not – I mean, I can't speak to confidence. I can speak to effectiveness. I saw Doc 96. I saw Cooper DeJean last year. I saw Quinyon Mitchell last year. I'm telling you right now, this is not an opinion. This is a fact. Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell last year were flat out better than Brian Dawkins was as a rookie.
Without a doubt.
Fact. Same thing yesterday, yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, fact.
Significantly better.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You could tell Doc was good, but there was no signs – that he was going to be the first safety since Ronnie Lott to make the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I mean, you know, because, I mean, when Ronnie Lott, because remember, Ronnie Lott ended around the mid-90s, early to mid-90s, got played for the Jets a little bit after the Niners. And then there was this gap until the triumvirate in the 2010s went in, but they played mostly in the 2000s, of Doc, Troy Polamalu, and Ed Reed. He had like a 15-year
and
window.
And John Lynch went in around then, too.
And
think,
he did,
yeah.
Went in later, and he's from that same era. You're right. And, I mean, yeah, there's no question. Cooper DeJean and Quinyon were both better than Doc. John, the confidence thing I know struck you because, I saw you perk
everything.
Up when he said that.
Doc, his ability.
Yeah, but you're thinking about the Doc of 02 and 03 and 04. Then there was the Doc in 96. That's a different guy.
Yes, but they were beginning to ask him to do a lot more than you would ask of another young player.
Absolutely.
And you know, like he said, they were playing him in Emmitt's defense like a fourth cornerback. Right. That's amazing. When you look at Brian Dawkins today,
yep.
he's bigger than the linebackers who come in and talk to us. He's bigger.
Yeah, I know he is.
Physically, I mean, he looks like N'Kobe Dean, but bigger.
Well, here's what I'll say. Doc and Cooper DeJean, two players, and there's not many in Eagles history I can say this. Essentially, three different positions. Cornerback,
it's
safety.
More than three.
Cornerback,
it's,
safety, and linebacker.
It's,
they're,
yeah,
they're like
it's
all,
as
I know you could say slot
as,
and all that.
Right.
But the point is, essentially,
it's crazy
it's
how
like,
much they're asked.
Yeah, it's
do.
Like a safety, it's like a corner, and it's like a linebacker.
And all of those jobs, that it just does, it doesn't make sense that you'd be able to do one and then the other. It doesn't make sense that you'd be able to hold up
right.
and take on a pulling guard
right.
in the run game. But then, also, we need you to go out there in the slot
exactly.
and have a two-way go
yep.
with their best wide receiver.
Who's really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who,
no, you're
who
right.
runs a 4-2. Go cover him. And also, you know, blow up the 350-pound pulling guard who's yeah. going to try to kick you out. Doc could do all of those things. He was this impossible mashup
yeah.
of abilities. And what he's saying is Cooper DeJean, he can do all of that amazing
yep.
stuff, and he knows it already.
Right. The other guy that I would say in recent years that had that, not to the same level as Doc, but Malcolm Jenkins was really good at a lot of that stuff.
Malcolm
though.
Jenkins was really yeah. good at being versatile, but
yeah.
he was the vet. He knew where he stood with all that. Like, it is so exceedingly rare to be a rookie and know you're that good,
yeah.
but also not be a complete head case.
Sure.
Like, normally a rookie who's that talented, man, it's hard to rein them in. It's hard to keep them focused.
The instincts are amazing.
Oh, incredible. Yeah. More of what Doc said. We'll get to that. Plus, Cole Hamels on one of the Phillies might go a star pitcher. We'll see. You be the judge. But Cole weighing in on more phone calls on all these topics on a busy Friday from Borgata
on 94 WIP.
Temperatures are rising. Last thing you want is a faulty HVAC system you got to deal with that cannot keep you or your family comfortable all summer long. But you don't have to worry. Just give Horizon Services a call right now. You can get up to $1,300 off a new HVAC system replacement, plus a free home comfort upgrade. Horizon Services, they're here to keep you comfortable inside, even when it's hot outside, because there's one thing you should always be, it's relaxed and stress-free in your own home. Plus, Horizon offers same-day emergency repairs, money-saving warranties, and flexible payment options. They'll work with you, make sure the work gets done on your schedule while helping you save money. And with Horizon Services expert technicians, you know the job's going to be done right the first time. So contact Horizon Services. Keep your home comfortable and worry-free no matter what the season is. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so do not wait for an emergency to happen. Schedule a visit today. HorizonServices.com. That's HorizonServices.com. With Horizon Services, help is on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.